Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 8th day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 43 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and just another cold-ass day. Man, it's like 16 this morning or 15 this morning when I first got up, and then it finally climbed with the sun shining on the thing up to about 26. It's just cold. It's winter. That being said, we have some good articles, but first I got a comment on a video I watched just before coming upstairs, and we're going to hear that comment as soon as I return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Like I said, I was, going over the site there, and I've seen a video people were commenting on. It was called Life Under Occupation in Hebron. Soldiers harass teachers and school children. And this is over there in the Gaza Strip, and those goddamn lowlife, man, they're unspeakable. There's no word to describe how goddamn low those son of a bitch and kite bastards are. I'm going to tell you guys something. You can believe me or not. I really don't care. But if I was standing there when that son of a bitch hit that kid, I swear on my dad's grave, I would pull my pistol out and put a bullet through his fucking temple if it cost me my life right there. You know, they've tried to sell us for how long? Oh, the reason they strap bombs on themselves and go and do suicide to kill these bastards is over 70 virgins, all this shit. No. What would you do if you were disarmed and they were doing that to your children? This is a blight on us, people. And that son of a bitch Trump just went over there and upped the ante. There's a couple more Palestinians dead already because of it. Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
You forgot they hate our freedom.
Yeah, they hate our freedom. That's exactly why they do it. I'll tell you what, if I didn't have a goddamn gun, I would strap the explosives to myself and I'd go give the death hug to as many of those motherfuckers as I could. Think about them doing that to your children, because that's what the son of a bitches think they can do to your children. It ain't just the Palestinians. We are all considered goyim. human, not human, goddamn animals, soulless animals. You look at the faces of those arrogant bastards, and you've seen the ones saying, she's filming us. What do they do when nobody's filming people? Like, I mean, I've heard the stories about them sitting in lawn chairs and popping kids with rifles for fun. We're in bed with these monsters. This is being done in my name and your name. And that son of a bitch, Trump, is right at the top. He's just over there sucking that Jew ass and saying, go ahead and kill all the Palestinians you want to. I'll tell you what, man, there is such a thing as goddamn justice. And this earth is going to equal itself out. Shit like this doesn't go unpunished. I mean, it can go on for a long goddamn time, but in the end, there is a reckoning. And right now, we're on the wrong end of it, people. This is a goddamn disgrace. Back home, fix Nick's. Bill would take away guns as a result of unpaid traffic tickets, and here's your Jews. Here are these same son of a bitches over there smacking kids around. Here are the same spineless motherfuckers running roughshod over us. We must be a whole big bunch of pussies, is all I can figure. Take your gun away for a traffic fine, huh? This is from Gun Owners of America, written by Eric Pratt, I believe. There is an old adage that says, when you've dug yourself into a hole, stop digging. Boy, howdy. Texas Senator John Cornyn, the second most powerful senator in Washington, is traditionally pro-gun. No, they're all a bunch of goddamn actors, is what they are. And you, Eric Pratt, are just a part of this same act, you son of a bitch. Because there's certain infringements to my rights that you and your organization will go along with, too. Because you can't see that period at the end of the second article, evidently. Pro-gun friend who made a big mistake by sponsoring a bad gun bill. Oh, you slimy son of a bitch. Do they give you little boys to play with so you'll come up and utter this shit? Is that what it is, Pratt?
They're actors acting to be legal.
Absolutely, brother. But rather than admitting that he made a mistake, no, not a mistake. There's no mistakes in any of this shit. You're a senator. You can't read. That's no mistake. And you, Eric Pratt, you're a charlatan piece of shit. Anybody that sends you money's a goddamn traitor, looking to have their goddamn gun rights infringed upon. And in the process, becoming a vocal advocate for gun control. Oh, he's just realize what he's doing. It's like when Trump, you know, you tell these people what's getting ready to go down, and then it starts going, oh, he just don't know. He just don't understand. Man, I'll tell you what, how in the hell do you get to be president when you don't even understand the simplest basic shit that's right in front of your eyes? I play a game with my grandchildren sometimes. I'll pick she's the only one big enough now. She's a little. And the little feller, he's my nephew, I'll get him with it. But I'll be sitting there on my lap, and I'll start tickling him with my right hand. And they start squirming, and I go, what? And they're tickling, and I show him my left hand. I said, what? No, they'll say. And they point over, and I go, oh, I didn't realize. And they just laugh like hell because it's funny, because it is a joke. But when these pricks do it, this ain't funny, people. They know exactly what they're doing. And we're not children. It should tell you. Go ahead.
When they prank, it unfortunately people die.
Yeah. This ain't none of this is funny. There's nothing funny about none of this shit anymore, people. It is just pure disgrace on us. I'm a goddamn shame to be American. I swear to you, I am. I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed for that kid I saw get smacked around by a piece of shit that I wouldn't flush a toilet with. But he's over there running roughshod over these people, and he's doing it with our power and our name. You think that little sliver of shit in the sand could do this without the might of the attack dog, the America? Huh? Because I'm here to tell you they wouldn't. Those goddamn Arabs would have wiped them out right from the get-go. They would have never done it. It was America that did this. It was you that did this. It was me that did this. It should tell you something that Corin's Fix Nick's co-sponsors include these gun control crazies, Diane Frankenstein, Richard. No, this don't. Were this supposed to surprise me, Eric? What do you think? I don't know that all these people shit through the same Zionist hole.
I wonder if we'll be as brave as the people in Black Hawk Down.
Yeah, I don't know. I know there are brave people in this country. I know brave people in this country. I know people, like I said, that like me would, if they knew that they knew they was gonna fucking die right there on the spot, they would have pulled that pistol and go to work. Because there's some things worse than fucking dying in this goddamn world, people. Go ahead, Charlie. Sorry.
I'm talking about the local people in Somalia.
Well, I don't get where you're going with it, but I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, that militia kicked their ass.
Well, yeah, they did. And I'll tell you, see, that's the disgrace of it all, Charlie. We have, I mean, there is no question that we could clean up the goddamn floor with these guys in a New York second. It would be not even a contest. We sit here just this powerful force, and we don't, I don't like what I just saw. But it's being done, and I got Mitch McConnell, that no-chin piece of frickin' human trash. I got Donald J. fucked-up pair Trump. I got Paul Ryan, and these people are telling, we're going to go do this. You're going to do this, boy. We're being punked by the biggest punks in the goddamn world. It's disgusting. It's humiliating. You may remember Senator Murphy is the guy who put the infamous item on social media arguing that God doesn't listen to gun owners' prayers. Well, then you better get better at using that gun. Well, now Murphy is publicly arguing that Corin's Fix Nick's bill is the most important gun control in a long time, stating the Fix Nick's Act is the most important piece of bipartisan guns legislation since Manchin Toomey reforms aren't window dressing big deal. Yeah, I mean, infringement. I mean, goddamn blatant treason. Why don't you call it what it is, Eric? Because I'm sure you got a compromise in mind. That's what it is, isn't it, Eric? Gun owners of America, you people that give to them, you're traitors. You're feeding the goddamn beast. Them son of a bitches don't defend your rights. You do. Right? When the infringement's coming at you, that's when. Just like I said, you pull that gun and you start pulling the goddamn trigger.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
You're talking about leader of that... the one that has the money in the gun rights, what are you talking about?
You mean Eric Trump? I mean Eric, God damn it, Pratt?
Gun Owners of America, is that Eric Pratt?
Yeah, he's, his dad was the one that we usually talk about, but he's taken over for, man, I can't think of the man's name.
But okay, his dad, well, Pratt used to fly around all over the country. First class.
Oh, yeah.
And when I heard that, I said, there is something wrong with this whole deal.
Well, their whole idea is that you give them a whole bunch of money, and then they go down to Washington, D.C., you know, where they sell little boys and shit in the back rooms for favors, and they're going to go sell the little boys in the back rooms to get you a better deal on the infringements of your rights. Larry Pratt, that's the bastard I'm thinking of, and Larry Pratt's one of them. The bottom line is, we don't need nobody to define our second article right. It's written pretty goddamn clear. Any infringement is infringement. They were never to touch it. The 1933 Gun Control Act, infringement absolute. The 1968 Gun Control Act, infringement absolute. And every other gun control measure since then, absolute infringement. They cannot do it, never had the authority. It's usurpation, period.
Well, I never thought there was any difference between the Glass Palace outfit and flying around. I said they're the same. I'm thinking people selling the people out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sorry, it's Katie.
Hi, Katie.
I'm sorry, just letting you know that the phone line's got a really bad echo on it, so maybe at the bottom of the break you can reset it. I don't know if that's available or not.
We'll give it a try, Katie.
All callers are unmuted.
That one on the pretty good.
Really? I hear
all
no
callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
I hear no echo here right now. It might be one of your guys' phones if the echoing just stopped. If not, we will look at it at the break. Huh? You have to unmute yourselves. That's what Laura says. Has she done something? You guys need to unmute if you want to talk.
Yeah, you sound real good.
Now, how do you,
there it is again.
As soon as you unmuted, huh?
Yeah.
But it wasn't that way. Well, am I echoing?
No, you sound great.
It's just the call-in line. Okay, we'll see what we can do about that at the break. Sorry about that, guys. We had this call-in line that we've had since we started doing this. And I went to put it up the other day, and, oh, this number, it's no longer, it's gone. So we had to set the whole thing up again, and now it's all different. And we're trying to find the settings. Anything to throw a cog in it for the goddamn Israelis over there, I guess, so nobody's up here bitching about them slapping children around. Back to the article, Mr. Eric Pratt. The goal of the corny Feinstein-Murphy-Schumer bill is to force every single potential NICS name to be sent to the FBI's NICS system. It was prompted by reports that the Air Force did not send the name of the Sutherland Springs shooter to NICS, even though he certainly could have gotten a firearm in a wide variety of ways, even if he had been in NICS. And even though his carnage was stopped by the real solution to violence, a good guy with a gun that's, you know, obeying all the rules, the gun rules that the Larry Pratt and Eric Pratt support wholeheartedly. It says, shall not infringe, period, traitor. The problem is that because of this isolated horror story, the Corn Bill could add the names of millions of additional law-abiding Americans. Infringement-abiding Americans. There's nothing more sickening in my crawl than the infringement-abiding Americans. They have no laws to put on you, you dumbasses. Never had. The problem is that because of this isolated horror story, we did that. You already know that of the 257,000 veterans who have lost their rights because of a bad experience in Iraq, you already know that 95% of NICS denials are false positives. Do you know that none of this can exist under the second article, Mr. Pratt, and that you're arguing from a point of treason, just acquiescing to any of this shit, to one word of it that was created without authority? Do you know that, Eric?
Henry?
Yes, sir.
Everybody knows that the American Rifle Association was the Yankees who didn't know how to fight. He's right.
Yeah, well, this is Gun Owners of America, the NRA, National Rifle Association. They helped write the Gun Control Act of 1968. They're goddamn communists. And, you know, so is Larry Pratt and company. Go ahead, sorry.
I said it's my mistake.
That's okay. Man, I make them all the time, believe me. And you probably also know that Fix NICS would require that the roles of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, CHIP, and Obamacare be trolled for recipients with PTSD, ADHD, or Alzheimer's. That is, people who have had guardians appointed. What you may not know is that the second largest category of prohibited persons is fugitives from justice, and that a good portion of these are Americans who have unpaid traffic tickets. And this is supposed to be some kind of surprise? This is what a failure. If your group was really for the second article, this just goes to show what a failure you, the Gun Owners of America, and you, NRA, have been. An absolute, utter failure. Billions of dollars over the years. Going to, like I said, you go to Washington, D.C., and you buy some little boys, maybe even get a watch. I mean, while your little boys are entertaining these sick pedophiles there in Washington, D.C., as you, well, can we get this little thing here so we can get some more donations? Yeah, you can take it away in 5 years. Don't worry, we'll work with you. The Department of Justice in 2012, that 19.1% of denials, 13,862, were as a result of being a fugitive from justice. That category sounds ominous until you consider that unresolved Traffic issues are one of the most common forms of bench warrants that can result in your becoming a fugitive from justice. At Gun Owners of America, we frequently see gun owners who are denied for no apparent reason or for the slightest reason. You mean like an ex-felon? Because I'm here to tell you something, Mr. Pratt. There is nothing past that period. Once you serve your time and get out, your gun is yours again. That's the way the goddamn bill of works. That's our law, buddy. I know you love that bureaucratic bullshit because it has fed you so well over the years, but that's our law. And before this is all over, it's going to be enforced. And people like you who went along with this shit to any degree, you're going to fucking hang. How about that? Take Ryan, who was denied a gun purchase by NICS. Upon appealing his denial, he said, the only thing my attorney, my government attorney, but it's this son of a bitch who can't even exist in my world, can find is that I have a bench warrant from Ohio for failure to appear for a traffic ticket. Or take this gun buyer who is posting to a general firearms form, said he was denied and, upon appeal, got a letter in the mail saying, I had an outstanding warrant for a traffic ticket out of state. See, this is all this ticket and shit. This is just another way of taxing the people. None of it's legal, no more than the income tax is. I know you there, Katie. No more than the income tax is. But now, I mean, you're gonna go down and pay that fucking Jew so that this money can go over there to Jewland so they can slap some more Palestinian children around. You're gonna do it. We'll call you up and you come bring that gun, boy. Bring that gun here and hand it over, boy. Give it a go. So don't be fooled by lying legislators private corporation motherfuckers like these goddamn Pratts. Don't be fooled by none of them, people. They're coming for your guns. Why do they want your gun? So that they can do to your children what they're doing to the children of the Palestinians. And then they can say you're a religious nut because you tried to kill them. Oh, they're just doing it because of some religious thing. It ain't because we're abusing their children right in their face. The dirty
Henry,
little... Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Isn't Larry Pratt a Jew?
I don't know if he is or not. I can't say that, but man, you'd have to believe anybody that gets up in that kind of a power position, they're either a Jew or a real high Mason.
I believe he's a Jew. That's probably my record. I heard that.
That it wouldn't surprise me. I guarantee you he's a Mason. The dirty little secret of NICS is that hundreds of thousands of people in the database are law-abiding, infringement-abiding Americans who did nothing wrong, unless you count service to the corporation and or speeding. And many of the names which the traffic ticket gun ban would add would largely fall into these categories. I guess you'll go pay that goddamn ticket, won't you? Go pay that. Give that Jew your money. Or else. Or you can either bring me the money or you can bring me the gun. Okay. I'm down. And many of the names with the traffic ticket gun ban would largely fall in these categories. There is no reason why the second most powerful senator in the country, Texas Senator John Cornyn, should be leading a gun control charge. And he's your buddy. I mean, he's probably a member of your organization, ain't he, Pratt? Shows to go ya. Instead, the Senate should be taking up concealed carry reciprocity. Instead, sadly, Senator Cornyn is saying that he wants to push gun control first and then get to concealed carry later. Well, see, because they're running your life. They're running your rights. They're deciding what your rights are going to be going, what your privileges they're going to grant you are going to be going. Boom! No, you're not. All you're doing is laying there and fucking bleeding. That's all I can see. But what the senator is ignoring is this. If gun control passes into law, he will have lost any leverage he had to score a pro-gun victory with the Seminole Reciprocity Bill. This bullshit. All of you need to be rounded up and frickin' hung. That's all there is to it. All of them. Pratts included. Okay.
How do they get more power by being incumbent?
Incumbent? You mean like an incumbent in, well, because they're making big deals. They can make longer-term deals, Charlie. You know, when you first come in, you ain't, they don't have the goods on you because you ain't screwed very many little boy pages, or you haven't done any freaky things that they have film of, and you're not very powerful. But once you get into the big club where you're with the guys that have molested children, and each of them have a picture of the other one molesting children, kind of like what you're seeing here today in the, in your mainstream propaganda machine. You know, you go after, Judge Moore for raping girls, and we're going to tell on you. And once you get in the big club, then you're very powerful. And the longer you're in that big club, the more connections you make with more freaks that do it with poodles, then you get more powerful. And then you can get bigger bribes for your, so like, man, somebody like Larry Pratt, you know, he'll come down and he'll get you two little boys to booger if you'll go, you know, instead of just one little boy to booger, because you're very important and you're very powerful. GOP plan to destroy social justice in America. This is from Global Research, sent in by Katie. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Republican neocons long yearn to end progressive New Deal and great society programs, especially Medicare. You know, this is all put in it. Socialism, there's no two ways about it, but the people have paid that money. You think they're going to give you your money back? I mean, of the people I've known that have passed away that I knew how much they made in their life, they never got a drop in the bucket. You consider what those dollars are worth when they paid them in. This is the biggest frickin' scam to ever happen on this planet. But nonetheless, well, I mean, there are people coming up, we should take that money and put it in the military. That's what should be done with that money. We could give it to the Jews and they'd go slap some Palestinian children around, maybe kill a few. I'm telling you, we got some sick puppies. That's one of Donald Trump. Like, he likes to act like he's regular, just gangster kind of sick puppy. You're a sick puppy, you son of a bitch. We got some sick puppies up at the top right now, people. They are doing dial-up.
Israel, 15 million a year. I mean,
a day. A day. Yeah, a day. That's so we can pay for the outrage that I seen on that video before I came upstairs here. And we're paying for that, people. You're paying for him to, some punk. I mean, like I said, it's hard to keep your cool when you're talking about this. But some punk to come up and slap a kid like that. God, you don't know how that riles me. To see, if I seen anybody slapping a kid around like that, I'll tell you what, I'm coming off on them. If they got a gun, oh, I guess I got to shoot. And I don't give a shit who knows it. You know, I'm so sick of this shit. I'm so sick of the corruption, the evil at the top. This shit being done, I mean, this is really, you know, this kind of pissed me off because I just seen it and it just really made my blood boil. But every time I get to thinking about this stuff, I go back to the day of shock and awe when I seen them stacking those little Iraqi kids in the back of that pickup. I was just sitting there, I'm just like, and there's people around just going, hey, did you say we got them, boy? You killed a bunch of kids. Aren't you proud? Look what you did. Boy, you killed children. Man, should make you feel like you got a big pair. And you did it through a proxy. You ain't even got the guts to go and probably slap fight with a woman. But you can act like you got nuts by proxy by killing little children in other countries for the Jews, I reckon.
Well, why do you think all the vets suffer from PTSD?
Well, yeah, my God, I know. I'm telling you, I just wouldn't do it. If I'd have been in like the service or something over there, and I'd turn around and shot the son of a bitch that told me to do it. I swear I would have. I mean, there's some things that, I mean, just, I wouldn't want to live after if I did. I just wouldn't. I mean, I always have a nightmare about hitting a child in the rig by accident. I'm so careful when I'm going in the streets and stuff. As I've had little kids dart right out in front of me, man, lock them up and just miss them. And that, I don't care if it was they're my fault even, or not. It'd be a freaking nightmare. How could you hurt a kid?
They're not even over there. They're in the desert.
I hear you, brother. Anyways, guys,
what's
we're
the
down
name
to
of the video?
It's called Life Under Occupation in Hebron, Soldiers Harass Teacher and School Children. And with that, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. I think Laura's going to try and reset this thing again while we're at the break, and we'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And then
this service is provided by FreeConferencing.com.
There are 7 participants in this conference. This conference is being recorded. Please announce yourself.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Styx with Man in the Wilderness. But, wow. A most needed drawing for From the Trenches. We are short on funds this month. We are holding a drawing. Galen, Jalapeno, Number One New World Order Hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, and Norm are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches, WorldReport.com. Galen has provided two prizes, a charm in the shape of a pistol, the book, Choreography by Corey Fieldman. Jalapeno has provided four prizes, a trencher, three sets of an ACU Mobile 2 9mm single magazine pouch that will fit two single stack mags, a P38 can opener, and a Mobile Molly 2 Alice adapter for three winners. Number One New World Order Hater has provided four sets of 30 music CDs for four winners. Mark Schumacher has provided three Life Straws for three winners. Joe STP has provided two 30 caliber combat cleaning kits for two winners. Norm has provided two prizes, a kid-sized gas mask with filter and carry bag, which is what these little kids over in Palestine need, a Y-harness 223 repack kit with a bandolier and two hats. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, December 15th, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Galen, Jalapeno, Number One New World Order Hater, Mark Schumacher, Joe STP, and Norm for providing the prizes. All donations are needed. Good luck to all those who step up. Oh, man, we were GOP plan to destroy social justice in America, and it's not the social justice. This is to steal the rest of what's left in that Social Security account for the Medicare. You know, F the old people, man. I got another article up here that, you know, talking about the goddamn old people. They shouldn't be allowed to sit down and even rest, man. These son of a bitches you think about wanting to treat you like an animal. This is what it's about. The tax cut heist they hope to present to Trump for signing ceremony before Christmas is much more than transferring more wealth from the ordinary Americans to corporate predators and super rich ones. And this is exactly what, right in your face. Everybody goddamn knows it. Complementary goal is eroding social justice. More, I don't want to hear socialism in my goddamn vocabulary. Ultimately, wanting to eliminate altogether, returning Americans to 19th century harshness. And it's, you know, it never had to be this way in this country, not in the 19th, 18th, any century. It is people's ignorance and their failure to enforce that Bill of Rights and enforce their right to the goddamn riches of this country that belong to them. The scheme includes cutting and then ending welfare for impoverished households, restricting, then eliminating food stamps and housing assistance, destroying the remnants of collective bargaining, turning workplaces into sweatshops, paying workers poverty wages, abolishing benefits, allowing child labor, agriculture, and other slave labor more than already, along with other aims. Neocon House Speaker Paul Ryan, I told you guys about this yesterday. We're going to have to get back to, after we get through handing a couple of trillion dollars, selling Alaska to Chinese and handing a couple of trillion dollars over to the filthy internationalist corporations who have based themselves in the United States, then we have to get back next year at entitlement reform, because there's still money that that isn't going directly to the goddamn filthy rich. And I mean, see, they want it all so that you have to come up and beg at their feet, do whatever they tell you. I mean, they want to rape your daughter, man. Here, rich man, here, just give me some food. This is what these dirty son of a bitches want. Neocon House Speaker. Frankly, it's the health care entitlements. You know, the care for the old people, the shit they paid into all their working lives, that is the big driver of our debt. No, it isn't. It is the goddamn theft. Our debt right now is right at about $20 trillion, and we can show where about $25 trillion has been stolen in just since 1995. I think that might be where that debt came from, you dirty corporate lapdog piece of parasitic shit. Medicare and Social Security aren't entitlements. They're federally funded insurance programs, not welfare, funded by worker employer payroll tax deductions, contractual government obligations to eligible recipients. See, they're going to try and separate this from the, you know, from just the fact that there's so much wealth in this country, and just this little bit's going down here to the goyim, you know, the herd animals. We don't need to starve. We really want to get that population down to about 550 million for the planet. We starve some here, and the ones that get to eat, boy, they will lick our feet. They will lick our goddamn feet in their country. Man, I'll tell you what, you talk about waking up homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. Here we are, people. Ryan and other congressional hardliners want maximum federal revenues freed up for militarism. Exactly. War making. And you've got to go conquer this world for Zion, and tax cuts for the rich. The nation's most vulnerable left increasingly on their own. The middle class fast disappearing. Poverty, America's leading growth industry. And it is. In 2009, Wall Street Journal claimed Medicare would be depleted by 2017, Social Security by 2037. Neither program is endangered. Both financially sound, needing only modest adjustments. And I know, I'm telling you people, the resources of this country that belong to the people in this country, there shouldn't be nobody even without a home in this country. Even if we's under a goddamn dictator like Omar Gaddafi, he gave his people homes because the goddamn country belongs to them. The oil belonged to them. And man, them people over there were actually getting something of what belonged to them. We went over there and we fixed that, didn't we? We bombed their goddamn schools. We bombed their water facilities. We bombed them back into the third world. That'll teach them. That'll teach them to think that they don't have to hand every goddamn thing that's produced over to the Jew master, won't it? Go ahead.
Well, we have so much here. If you've ever taken a flight in an airplane and look at all the land or even drive down the freeway, and you look at all this land that is undeveloped. I mean, you just look at it. It's, we have way more than we need, but yet we're being told that we don't have any enough to get by.
And yeah, you're gonna work, you know, 40-50 hours a week just to have a roof over your head in this country you own. You're gonna work for them. The thing is, it's theirs and not yours. And that's what this fight, I mean, they're telling 75% of the people this doesn't belong, this is ours. You can work for us just like that Chinaman, just like that Mexican, just like that goddamn South Korean. You can work for us at our feet. And boy, if we want your daughter, we want your son, you just hand them over. We want to take your children over to the Middle East and conquer for Zion. Hand them over. Boy. Neither program is in danger. We did that. Candidate Trump pledged no cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security. The GOP tax cut heist. It takes dead aim at the first two, slashing them, the latter, one coming later. Following passage of the Senate tax cut bill, Trump urged Congress to cut welfare spending. He wants it ended because, you know, you got all these people. I mean, you can't enslave them. You can't use the threat of food to make them work for you if they have an entitlement to eat. See, we got to take that away from them. Hand all that food, take all that money, and hand it over to the super filthy rich, that goddamn top 10%. And then if you want some of that food, you come begging. I'll tell you what you're going to do for it. That, you know, that I never believed in welfare or anything, but there, I mean, if it was paid out in goddamn gratuities, exactly, because this does belong to us, but whether you people can realize that or not, this country belongs to us. If when our resources were taken, they had to pay us gratuities like the Indian tribes do, we wouldn't need welfare. I got news for you. And if they wanted us to work for them, they'd be paying us better than what is considered upper middle class right now. If you wanted us to hit a lick, that's what you'd have to do. But now they're going to starve us down, tell us nothing belongs to us, even the food. It belongs to super rich. And you will beg at their feet. You will become their goddamn fiefdom. You will become their serfs. You will become their peasants, their peons, their coolies. If you want to eat or you don't want to see your children starve, you will do what you're told, boy. Bring that gun over here. Give it to me. I'll give you a little piece of bread here. There you go. You coward. That's what you deserve. Welfare benefits already are minimal, way below what is needed. Further cuts will cause more harm than already. This is the program. You're going to become a beggar in your own country, a beggar at the feet of foreigners. You will bow, kowtow down at the foot of that Chinese overlord, and you will do what you're goddamn told, boy. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch wants liberal programs for the poor ended, saying, I don't want to hear, you know, that liberal, you know, this is how they try to play it. This is how they play it against it. I don't get rid of the goddamn welfare. get rid of all of this shit and start sending me my goddamn, my money, my goddamn wealth from my natural resources that belong to me, that you never had any authority to grab up and claim authority over, no more than you had authority to claim authority over my rights. That is a part of my rights, is a right to this land that belongs to me. You don't help the poor by not solving the problems of debt, and you don't, oh, wait a minute, we're spending ourselves into bankruptcy. This is what he says. Now, let's just be honest about it. Yeah, we're spending, how are we getting that spend? What were we spending all that money into bankruptcy? Oh, it was on food for the poor. No, it wasn't. It was on bailouts for the international banks, if I recall right. I think that what happened was we borrowed money from them to pay for an international fraud, 100 cents on the dollar, and we borrowed the money from them to pay off their debt, and now we owe them the money with interest. How in the hell does that work, folks?
I lost $21 billion. Did anybody see it running around?
Oh, mercy. You don't help the poor by solving the problem. You don't help the poor by not solving the problems of debt. And you don't help the poor by continually pushing more and more liberal programs through. That's what it is, you know, when we take all the wealth, and you either work for us, you either become our slaves, or we'll call it liberal if you want food from your own land. If you want to get rainwater from your roof, oh, that's liberal. It belongs to us. Everything belongs to us, a little handful. It's ours, didn't you know that? Didn't you read the paperwork that we created? Real unemployment is 22%. Ryan deplorably claimed welfare traps people in poverty and effectively pays people not to work. Oh boy, that's it too. Everybody's just back here kicking back and getting stoned and smoking opium and just having a great old time of it. Yeah, I see it all around me. Real unemployment is 22%, bullshit, about 44%, not the phony labor department's 4.1%. Millions of Americans can't find employment. No, they can't. Most, because you got a goddamn another colonization force here taking all the, even the labor jobs for the massa. Most available jobs are rotten ones, millions of others offshore to low-wage countries. I mean, all this right in your face, and you're just supposed to ignore that because, man, you better step up and get on the right team there. You might get a crumb of bread.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
I put in an application for crack whore, but they told me I was overqualified.
Well, you probably are. Protracted Main Street depression conditions exist for ordinary Americans while rich ones never had things better. The nation transformed into a banana republic run by dark forces and oligarchs. True enough, GOP hardliners favor policies making things tougher than already. I mean, this is another thing. You might as well do it. Maybe you're going to have to starve the people into killing you. I don't know, but I think that before you give up that gun, you better think long and hard for that loaf of bread's going to be down your gullet and out your ass in about 6 or 8 hours, and you ain't going to have no gun. Calling the deficit reduction on the backs of ordinary people, harming them. See, this is what you're going to pay. I told you guys this from the beginning when we started talking about this tax shit. They're not cutting any of the liabilities. They're not cutting any of the giveaways to Israel and every other country around the world where this empire is occupying. It's going to be paid. That's going to be just who's going to pay it. Now, see, we're going to give a couple of $1 trillion to the rich. In fact, I'm going to jump to this next story before we get any further. Analysis. Apple poised for $47 billion windfall from GOP tax bill. You guys think about this as you see that your life getting worse and worse. Boy, December is a good month for it, too. Don't the poor just love December? Don't you just love that December feeling? From the Hill, sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Apple is likely to win big under the tax plan that Republicans are pushing through Congress, according to the Financial Times, and it'll get through Congress. You see, that left-right paradigm kind of falls apart when it comes to the elite, or the elite taking care of themselves, or the elite taking care of their Jewish masters. The Cupertino, California firm could make as much as $47 billion in additional profits. And you know they need that, people. Them people that, you know, goddamn welfare recipients, they don't need that food. Goddamn Apple, them people need that money. They need that food. What you want to do is get rid of all of this shit that gives anything to anybody but the filthy fucking rich. They talk about welfare being a giveaway to the poor, and these tax breaks are, a giveaway to the rich, and that's okay because they are the ones that really need it. Piles of wealth, people. It's gone beyond gross.
Apple needs the boost because the price for those suicide nets over there in the factory in China are getting a little expensive.
Yeah, I know. And cleaning up the messes. I mean, it's really an outrage. Them poor people. The Senate version of the tax proposal, which would allow Apple to bring home profits it has stashed overseas. Now, what would happen to you if you were an American, just as an American, based in America, an American national? Try stashing some money overseas and see what happens to your ass. Remember, it wasn't that long ago when people went to prison for this shit. But now what they do is they just buy the higher offices in the occupation, and, man, everything's groovy. They didn't want to pay no 35% on the profits they were making manufacturing your raw resources over in China and India and South Korea. They'll decide how they're going to bring it back in, and what they do pay is what they get in benefits from the government. And you, but they don't get nothing from the government, people. Remember that. They don't get the roads. They don't get the goddamn, the ports, all this shit that you pay for their industry. They don't, they're just getting robbed. They're getting robbed, people. Now all they got is a $50 zillion pile of gold up. That's all they got, and they're getting robbed, don't you know? Apple isn't, let's see right here, where was I? Okay, the Senate tax version proposal would allow Apple to bring home profits it has stashed overseas at a maximum 14.5%. So, you know, it's, well, you know, it's against, you know, what you're doing is taking our resources and manufacturing overseas with slave labor. We get nothing out of this, people. And then the only thing that we could possibly get out of it is some kind of tax, which we ain't going to get anyway. That goes straight to the Jews, but which is them. It goes straight to them. This money that they hand in goes straight to them. 14.5%. This is so they can pay big dividends to their goddamn stockholders, the dirty, treasonous son of a bitches in this country and around the world that own stock in these goddamn international thieving corporate slavery corporations. Percent tax rate would be a huge discount over the proposed 25% corporate rate tax rate, and an even bigger deal than the current 35%. So they should have been paying 35% tax because they're taking our resources. That's what this is all about, people. Now, how do they pay us for the resources they're stealing from us? They come in and they take our resources and put them on ships, take it over to China, have it manufactured by slave labor, and they shouldn't pay nothing. It's theirs, don't you know? It never was yours. Apple isn't the only company that stands to significantly benefit from the legislation. It does, however, stand to gain the most, as it has almost doubled the amount of profits overseas. And wait, see, we should shut these son of a bitches down. See, it all started with, you know, we're going to be the government. We're going to protect you, and we're going to protect your resources. See, the only way these people can operate here in the United States, where the goody box is if we license them. And those licenses are going to have contingencies attached to them. They're going to employ nothing but Americans. These are your resources. Of course you're going to get a manufacturer. You're sitting on a gold mine here. And see, this is how everything got started. And then the pettifogging attorneys came in, removed the common law protection for the common man. And then they started changing the contracts. Now you guys know it. I don't have to tell you. You live it. They can just change those contracts. Just go scribble things out and put other things in. And God damn, man, all of a sudden, they can take your goddamn resources, put them on a boat, take them over to China, manufacture them, make the money, bring it back, and buy up another big chunk of your infrastructure until the goddamn internationals own the country and you're a frickin' slave. That's what this is all about, and I think we all know it. Under current tax law, Apple would have to pay $78.1 billion to bring its profits back to the United States. Under the Senate plan, where these are the people, you know, behind the scenes, all of them act like they didn't want Trump, you know, behind the scenes shuffling the bucks, even the ones that are communists. We thought they was against each other. I never thought it, but some of you people out there thought they were against each other, and they're shoveling bucks back and forth. Man, we got a hell of a con. They're going to buy this guy. They're going to elect that son of a bitch. A goddamn reality show host. We're going to do this. Man, I got to believe that the genius that thought this up, man, he's a billionaire by now and a pat on the back. They're going to go for this, man. We got him in place. Did you see the payoff here? Was the payoff to the American people, or was it to a handful of the super elite? Who's getting the payoff here for what happened in 2016, people? Is it you and me? Have you seen your life get any better? Have you seen it get worse? And now we're seeing who this was really all about. First place, it was about Israel, because he just fulfilled his campaign promise to a foreign king and a foreign people. And now he's fulfilling his campaign promise to the son of a bitches like these that in the background. They were acting like they were all against it, but that was part of the plan. If we act like us, we're the son of a bitches, they absolutely hate. Look at Mitt Romney. We proved that was a test flight. Mitt Romney, they're never going to elect no goddamn son of a bitch that's going to take more of their goddamn wealth and hand it over to us. We got to make them believe that we do not want this guy. And then when he gets in there, bam, we got him. Boy, we're going to put him in slavery. They will hand over them frickin' guns for a loaf of bread. People, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. But until then, stay tuned for Hammering the New World Order with Spike Timmons on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up right behind us. And hey, don't take no wooden nickels from any toupee-wearing charlatans. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!